We are learning Maseches Nida Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the last line of Tesama Beis. The Gemara will be discussing the Brice that we just learned that says that if you have a Ketana, a young girl under 12 years old, the halacha is she's like as Dam. She's not assumed that she's seeing any Dam. So halacha always is Dai Shaita. It says that if she saw once and then still Dai Shaita, saw twice, still Dai Shaita. But a third time, then the halacha is she's metamel mafreya. Why? She becomes muchzik to see dam. And Rashi explains the going coin to Rebbe, who holds after two times the chazakah. So after seeing two times, by the third time already, we could assume she's a muchzik dam, and therefore it's metamel lemafreya. And then the Braisa says afterwards that if after she becomes muchzik dam, she went three oinos, which is around 90 days without seeing, the halacha is she reverts back to daya shaita. Then again, 90 days without seeing. You know, she waited 90 days, saw. Then waited another 90 days, and then saw. It's also Daya Shaita. Then it says the third time she went 90 days, the halacha is Matam Meis Leis. So the Gemara has explained this part of the Braisa. Omamar. Said in the Braisa we just learned, Ovru Aleha Shalosh Oinois Daya Shaita. That this Ketana under 12 years old, who already became Muchzik Dam, but if she passed now three Oinois without seeing, 9 days without seeing, and then she saw a dam. That dam is Daya Shaita, only with Tam Makan Laba, not Lemafreya. So the Gemara says a Shaila like this: Hoda Kachazia Ba Oinois Mai. So the Braisa says a case where you had a 90, and then a 90, then a 90, and it says that after the first 90 is Daya Shaita, after the second 90 is Daya Shaita, after the third 90, then the Loch is Matam Eis Leis. So the question is, let's say she had 9 days without seeing, so the re-after was Daya Shaita. Let's say she waited 30 days and saw after that. What's the halacha of that Ria after 30 days? Is it Daya Shaita or Matam Meis Leis? What's the Bira HaShaila? Because how do you look at this Katana now, that already became Muchzik Dam, i.e. three Re'iyas before, what do you look at her now? Is she like a regular a woman that has a Giyas Man already? So then the halacha is that if as a woman who gives mana, so even if going according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds that you pass 90 days, they become musulekas and it's daya shaita, that's only for the first ria after 9 days. But the second ria after 90 days, after that, which let's say it's after 30 days, the halacha will be is that it will be metama me'es leis. Like the Mishnah says at the end of our Mishnah that even the four women who are Daya Shaita, it says that's only the first Ri'iya. But the second Ri'iya, the halacha is, it's Matama Ma'ais Leis. So here, how do you look at this Ketana? Do you look at her that after she passed 90 days, now she reverts back to Tanoika Shaloi Hegiyazmana? We look at her now again to a girl who's under 12 who never saw. And then the only way to make her back into a Muchzik, you have to see two times or three times to become Muchzik. So then after 30 days, it's still halacha obi is, that's Matama, it's not Matama. Or it's not going to be Matama Emeis Leis. Or you say that now she's like a Giyazmana. She's like already a Gizmana. And then the first Riyah after 9 days is Riyah number one. And the second Riyah after 30 days is Riyah number two. And then Allah Khazbi is that Riyah is to Tam Eis Leis. So really the deeper part of the question is the 90 days that she doesn't see, does that make her like a Tanaka Shalohi Gizmana? Does that make her back to the point where she was before, that she considered an under 12-year-old girl who has no chashas for Dam at all? Or she is now like a regular lady who passes 90 days. And then by her, a Ria, then 30 days, another Ria will make her back to Matzev of Matama Meis Leis. That's the Gemara Shaila. Amar Gidom Arav, he paskins that it's the first 90 days reverts you back into Tanegash Leigi Ezmana. And this is a really Gemara. Amar Gidom Arav, Pam Rishayno Vishnia Daya Shaita. The first time she's after 9 days, and the second time after 30 days, the halacha will still be daya shaita. Shlishis only by the third riyah matama meis leis b'kida b'kida, because we look at her like a regular tenuka shliga ismana, and there the halacha is you need the third riyah. Until the third riyah is not matama meis leis. Now, this is the halacha. Now, so why did the Brisa then say 90 days? If it's true that if you have 90 with a riyah, then 30 with a riyah, the halacha still is that it's that's Dayas Shaita. So why did the case, why do we say a case of 290s? So why Taka do we say then the Braisa a case of 290s? So Rashi explains that there's a chiddush, the special chiddush of 90 days. That you would say that here it's a by 90 days a bigger chiddush by 290 days that it's still Dayas Shaita. Because you would say, since he had 290s, it's showing that that's not a siluk, it's not a raya that she's not seeing anymore. All it is, the 290s, is that's her new cycle. It's Kamashlon, still Dayas Shaita after two times, she's still Mesalekas. But of course, even 30 would be the same halacha as Dayas Shaita, because since the first 90 we made her Chazur LeKadmusa, made her back to Tonekash Leigias Mana, therefore, even you need three Riyas altogether after the 90 in order to make it back to Matame Slice. So that's Rav Gidl pushed the first Shaila. The Gemara goes further with another Shaila. The Braisa says the case of 90, then 90, and then 90 the third time. So the Gemara is Shaila like this. It says in the Braisa, after the second 90 days, it's still Dayas Shaita. Let's say after 90, she saw 30 days later. What's the halacha? What's the halacha if you saw 30 days after 290s? Do you say that here the halacha is that it's metama lemafreya, which means ma'ase la'ase, given since over here there's a chazaka over here of seeing three oinas? So you see that all it was is just a longer group of it. That means, do you look at that only if you have three 90s in a row do you say metame me'es leis? And what's the reason? Because there, she showed that that's her new cycle, a 90-day cycle. And that's planned the price. So why three 90s metame me'es leis? You know why? Even though the first one sounded like it was making chazal kadmusa, when you have three 90s in a row, that shows that that's her new cycle. And by the way, it doesn't mean dafka 90. It means 90, 91, 92, so it shouldn't be a prama veskavua. But it means three cycles of Be'erach, 90 days. So that's why it's Betame Estes, because she now showed Lemafreya that her cycle is 390s. But if it's 30, no. Then you don't do that. Maybe you say if it's 30, it's like she went to Chazal Kadmusa a second time. After 90 days, she's Chazal Kadmusa, and she saw Adam. Okay, it's only one Riyah. Then another 90 days, again, said she's like a Tanoikos Legiazmana. And you have one Riyah after 90, and one Riyah after 30. That second Riyah, which the Riyah after 30 is called second Riyah, that second Riyah should not be Matamei Slayis. Why not? Because when an Isha is Legiazmana, you need three Riyahs. So the halacha should be that the Riyah after the 30 should be Dayas Shaita. Or you say, no, the Riyah after 30 is Matamei Slayis, just like the Riyah would be after 90. Be the same halacha, because you don't say twice 290s a chazal kadmusa. The first one you can say is chazal kadmusa, she's back to tenekas ligazmana. But once she sees dam after 90 days, and now she waits another 90 days, she's like a regular woman who passes 90 days. Now, if a regular woman passes 90 days, you have a Riyah after 90 days, number one. By the second Riyah, after 30, she's a metameis leis. So we'll look at her now. This katana is the same thing, because you don't say that chazal kadmusa twice for 290 days. Or you say, no, it is Chazal Kamusa after 90 days. That's the Shaila, that's two stardom. Om Rav Kana, Rav Gidl, Rav, Pam Rishoyna, that she sees after the second 90 is Dayas Shaita. But the Shnia, after 30 days even, Metam Meisa Yitzv Gidl of Gidl. You don't look at the second 90 as Chazal Kadmusa, and once she sees after 190, she's a regular Katana, and even though she passes 90 days, she's a regular woman, a Gedayla, that even though she passes 90 days, which makes her a Dayas Shaita, by the second Riyah, even after 30 days, the halacha will be that it's Matama Me'es La'es. It's Matama Me'es La'es. That's how he paskins. So, the Gemara Vaita. Mani, who is this Braisa going coin to? So, the Gemara says, like we spoke at, it's Rebbe He, the Omer Trey Zimni Hava Chazaka. It's referred in this Braisa that we're going like Rebbe. What's the Raya? Because the beginning of the Braisa, it says that a Ketanash La'igia Zvana Lerois, that once she sees the third Riyah, she's a Matama L'Afreya. So you see, after two times already, she became Muchzik to see Dam. So we see this Braisa is going to Ameya. Amen Seifa, and the end of the same Braisa says that overall, talk about a Tanaka Shehegia Zvana, she's already above 12. It says Avrala Shalosh Einos. She passed three Einos. Ra Sa Dayashaita. Who's that going? Us or Avraliyaza? Going with Avraliyaza holds that any woman who passes 9 days without seeing him comes Dayashaita. That's Avraliyaza. So the kasha is the Reishas Rebbe and the Sefer is Avraliyaza. And what's wrong with that? Bechitem er Rebbe he. It's Rebbe. And over Einos and Legabi the Din of three Einos that you become a Muslekas just by not seeing 90 days. He saw like Avraliyaza. Also Avraliyaza. Zok Tegemar, no, we can't say that. We had twice already. Umi Savala, Rebbe holds a Rabbi Yezer. Vala Achash Niska Kamar. It says after Rebbe realized that it shouldn't be La Pascha like Rabbi Yezer, he said Shas Adchak. So it means he doesn't hold a Rabbi Yezer. So it can't be like Rebbe and he holds a Rabbi Yezer. So Mar says, you're right. Ella Rabbi Yezer, this price is going to Rabbi Yezer. Uva Vestais, and they gave it a number of Vestais, which means the Chazakas two times, Savala Karebi. He holds like Rebbe. Okay, Vestas. He holds like Rebbe. So let's go right to new shaila. We said that a ketana shaloi higi as my lyrics, under 12 years old, the first time she's dam is daya shaita. Second time she's dam is daya shaita. Now, after the second time she's dam, going to Rebbe, she becomes a chazaka muchtik dam. Therefore, a third ria will be metama me'eis leis. What happens if she finds a kesem between the first Riyah and the second Riyah, when she's still called a Musulekas? Kesem, Shebein, Rishoina, Vishniya. A kesem, a stain that's found on her clothing between the first Riyah and the second Riyah, is a short tar. Because she's still not a Mukhsuk to see Dam, and the Loch is, we have before in Daf Hey, that a Tenoikas that did not reach the Zman of seeing yet, even for bed sheets are full of Dam, it's not considered Dam Nidus. So, between the first Riyah and second Riyah, that's Pashit, that there is no Kesam. What's the Machlaikis? What about a Kesam Shebein Shniya Vishlishis? Between the second Riyah and the third Riyah. Chiski Amar Tamei. Chiski says the Kesam is Tamei. Rabbi Yechon Amar Tar. The Gemara explains the Machlaikis. Chiski Amar Tamei. Why? Kimin Dilu Chazia, if she would have seen the third Riyah now, Matamei, it's Tamei. And we say Matamei is Leis. So Kismanami Tami, so the Kesem was a Tami, because you see she's Muksik to see Dam, because if she would see Dam now, we'd say Matama is Lace. And after two times for Rebbe, it's a Chazaka. So after two times Chazaka, she has a Kesem also. Why? Since she didn't have the third Chazaka yet, Lamais didn't have the third one yet, Kismanami Lamitaminilah. The Kesem is also not a Tami. And it's a little hard to understand the Svara, because Lamaisa, she's already Muksik Dam according to Rebbe. Just it didn't happen practical yet that you saw the third dam. So maybe you could tie in Machrusa wanted to tie in the Svara that we find that Kesem can be more Chomer than a Re'ia. And since until now no Re'ia yet was Metame Slay, so you can't say the Kesem was the Metame. But still, Re'echlin is an interesting Chiddush, saying since she didn't get to the practical idea of Matam Meis Leis, therefore there won't be any Kesem. So Gemara is have a Kasha here on Amabez on Chizkiah. We'll learn a few lines to Amabez. Maskev lo Rabbi Loi Vichima bein zu le Besula shu demer tarim. Why is it different than a Besula? Loch is demer tarim. A Besula, the Loch is that there are certain times you can be toil of Dan Besulim. And the Gemara says later on, at the end of the Masechta, that a tenoika shelo yigi as mana lirois, and she never saw, the loch is that she could be toiler any dam she sees on dam basulum until the wound of the basulum gets better. If she's a gi as mana lirois, she's over 12 but she didn't see yet, then she has 4 nights. If she's already gi as mana lirois and she saw once, then she only has that night. And the Gemara says there that all these, if they see a kesem, the loch is that it's Tahar. Even though if she would see Dam now, and the Dam would be a different color than Dam Basulim, it would be Tameh, but if she's a Kesem, it's Tahar. So Rav Loi's Kasha is, Ma bein zu le Basula shdemer tairim. Just like by Basula, if she would have a Rio, it would be Tameh. But the Kesem is Tahar. So he asks, on Chizkiah says, because if you would see Dam, it would be Tameh, so the Kesem is also Tameh. It's not true. You see, even though something that Dam would be Tameh, like by someone who has Basulim, even though her regular Riyah will be Tamei, the Kesem is not Tamei, he also Kesem will be Tamei. On the Rebzer, no, it's not a Raya. Zu, by Dam Basulim, Sirfo Matsui. It's very common for her to have stains because she has a wound of Dam Basulim. So therefore, you could be Taila, you could say the Kesem came from the dam b'sul mazu, but this isha, this tanakh shel gezmana, ain sirfa matzri. She has nothing to be tile in it, and therefore the kesem will be tame according to Chizkiyah.